The windows of heaven are open. Your hands. Clap your hands. Everybody. Hallelujah.
The windows of heaven are open. Blessings are falling tonight. Joy in my heart. For Jesus made everything right.
Oh,
and give me my water, Sacrament. The arrow of your wife. Today on the manna.
That's why
I am happy today.
Your hand. Your hand. Worship the Lord. Worship Him. Say, oh, hallelujah. The
windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. Joy in my heart. For Jesus made everything right.
Everybody, hallelujah.
The windows of heaven are open. Blessings are falling tonight. Joy in my heart. For Jesus makes everything right.
Oh,
I gave him my altar, Sacrament.
Yes, sir.
Give me everything. I'm visiting today on the manna.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm.
Go on. One more time. Hallelujah.
The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy in my heart. Jesus makes everything right.
Hallelujah.
He gave me my water, Sacrament. He gave me a robe of your wife.
I'm
feasting today on the manna. And that's why I'm happy today.
Can we clap our hands if you are truly happy? If you are truly happy. Amen. Tell everybody around you, you are unstoppable. Everybody around you, tell them and sit down. You are unstoppable. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. There are people that are watching us now all over the world. Can we welcome them? Welcome them. What do we tell them again? Shalom. Tell them they are unstoppable. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See. Friday Vigil in Bride Assembly Church is not a program. It's our weekly service. Amen. So, don't make it look as if you are coming for a program in Bride Assembly. It's not a program. It's Sunday program. Eh? Just as Sunday service, nobody reminds you to go for Sunday service. Nobody should remind you to come for Friday vigil. We don't have time to pray on Sundays like we have on Friday. Somebody sent an email from Netherlands, Holland. I was going through the email yesterday, and something about knowing the truth. There's something knowledge does. Amen. And God has been using our broadcast to open the people's eyes. And, you know, praise God. Anywhere the bride member, you are a bride member by virtue of the revelation you carry. Anywhere we land, there must be confusion. Praise God. There must be confusion. And when he wanted to be baptized, he saw one of those dead end time message churches in Netherlands and Holland. He said he went there to be baptized. But when he got there, his eyes are open too much to see a lot of things going wrong there. Well, I saw the letter they sent to him. He sent a copy of it to me. When they were telling him that this new thing that is coming up, where people now, instead of joining churches, they are now staying, and now they are now worshiping by electronics. That it's a new thing now, and that they don't believe in it, and that whatever it is, they should go and join a church. But you cannot just go and join any church anyhow. Praise the Lord. We don't know what God is doing. We encourage the people to join churches. We are not telling you not to belong to churches, but belong to living church. Don't compromise your salvation with these dead places. Don't go to a commercial center and think you are in a church. Don't go and promote somebody's business and say you're a church worker in somebody's family business called church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I thank God that we are making impact. All of you sponsoring this station, God will bless all of you. Praise the Lord. I received a lot of, you know, calls, and particularly some few people that spoke to me recently, and the last one spoke to me this evening. I believe she's watching me now from Sweden, and she was burdened. Nothing is working for her. Everything, frustrations. She's given 24 hours to leave her accommodation, and she doesn't even know where to go in a foreign land like that. And yet, she's a believer. Praise the Lord. I receive another one. Somebody, a woman, who said she's in her mid-50s now. She's born again. And no husband. She's not married. No children, nothing. Frustration. I hear so many others complaining when they call us to bless them, to pray for them. I got so bored in this evening after hearing your own. I believe you're watching us now from Sweden. And I felt constrained to take a little exhortation this evening that will encourage all of us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing some songs from the hymn book. When you are coming for this vigil every Friday, come with your hymn book. This is as good as Sunday service. And also dress well, because you never can tell who you will meet. before or after vigil. Maybe your husband, maybe your wife. The person that will end up being your husband, be your wife. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some songs that I want to sing. I want to dedicate it to those who are trying their best to serve God. And yet, God still allows them to go through certain difficulties. The question is, can God allow His children to go through difficulties? Yes, to achieve His purpose. Remember, we are called according to His purpose. Praise the Lord. Hymn 181. Sit down and sing it. Hymn 181 in our hymn book. It said, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you think you cannot tunnel through. God specializes in things thought impossible. And He will do what no other power can do. Praise the Lord. 181. I believe we know that. If you don't know it, just look at the screen. You have your hymn book. Open it and join us. I dedicate this song to every one of us that are going through trials, that are still in their wilderness experiences. If you know it, sing it loud so that those who don't know it can hear it and learn. Let's go now.
Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua when of the river God pointed away.
Jordan
uncrossable, this seems impossible. Waters divide, and they march and obey.
More than the river,
oh God, any river,
you
think are uncrossable.
More than the mountain, you cannot talk. God specializes,
God specializes
in things called impossible,
and He will do what no other power can do.
That's our God for you. Let's go.
Battles to win, there will be obstacles.
Jericho's war.
Jericho's
war.
Must
fall
to the ground.
God yes, never fails.
God never fails.
He
stood back of His promises. What had to crumble as they marched on.
God
hallelujah.
And the
God
and the river.
What?
You see. God and in mountain,
you cannot turn it through.
God specializes,
God specializes. It is not impossible, and He will do what no other power can do. God is the same, and His word is the
sing the chorus. Now, everybody, we're going to sing the chorus. I didn't say I'm coming to sing special number for you. I say all of us will sing. And they sing it, they look at me. Now all of us are going to sing it. The chorus. Amen. The chorus goes, God, any rivers you think are uncrossable. God, any mountain you can tunnel through. Sing it. God specializes on things thought impossible, and he will do what no other. Again, say it again. God, any, very loud. Hear the sisters. Sisters now. God. Give us beat, please. Let me hear the brothers now. Oh God. One more time, everybody. One more time. God, any rivers. One more time. Everybody now. Thank you. We serve. He will do what no other power can do. Praise the Lord. There's one other song we love to sing, but we've not been singing in this church. 81. Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way until the day is done. When he speaks, you know the clouds will have to go. Hymn 81. Thank you. Let's go now. your hand, everybody. Your hand, your hand, your hand. Your hand, your hand. Your hand, your hand. Yes, sir. First stanza again. Let's sing first stanza again. Yes, sir. Everybody now.
When the day is dark, before, and the clouds are hanging low, and the clouds are hanging low, there is one who is here. There is one who. Jesus, everywhere that you may go,
everywhere that you may go,
oh hallelujah,
Jesus is the one, yes, he's the only one. Let him have his way,
let him have his way on this day.
When it speaks to no. Just because he loves you,
just because he loves you so.
Yes, sir.
For if you are sad
and lonely,
life is for an empty zone.
Life is for an empty zone.
Let our prayer to Jesus.
He will drive away the gloom.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the one. Yes, he's
the only one.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Oh, on to the day. When it speaks, you know.
When it speaks, you know.
Yes, sir.
When you come to cross the river,
he will be your friend.
He will be your friend and God.
You can live with him forever.
You can live with him forever.
Hold that on the other side. When it speaks, you know. The clouds we have to go. Just because he loves you.
Just because he loves you.
Say it.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is the one.
Yes,
he's the only one.
Let him have his way.
Way. When he speaks, the cloud must go. Praise the Lord. Let's sing one more before we look at the scripture and encourage somebody. Until then, we shall go on singing. 328. My heart shall sing. He said, the heartache, all the heartaches here, they are just a stepping stone. They pushed Joseph inside prison yard. But that was a stepping stone to his glory. Every problem giving us heartaches is nothing but a stepping stone. Praise the Lord. sisters. But unto the sisters. Let me hear the sisters again. Sisters again. But aren't you there? Because now, Nasa, we can play fast. Let me hear the brothers now. But unto the brothers. Everybody now, everybody. But unto them,
for unto them, my heart will go on to you. Unto them, oh, unto them, be joy and carry on. Unto the day, hey, unto the day, my eyes be on a city. Unto the day.
Attended my way, when sorrows like this below Lord. Whatever my Lord, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul.
It is well,
it is well, it is well. My soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
It is well,
it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
It is well,
it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well.
It is well. Can we clap our hands to our God? God bless you. Be seated. One moment. Whatever you are going through, it is well. It is well. Bluff the devil. Every opportunity you have, give him a bluff. A big bluff. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at the scriptures. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. When he says, I am not ashamed, it means there is a part of this gospel that can bring reproach to a believer. Am I correct? Are we alive? When Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed, it means there are situations he's going through that is supposed to make him to be a reproach. Until he will be ashamed. When nothing is going well around you,
as a believer. We have mockers, scoffers, that will tell you, you don't follow us, do what they do. How you better pass us now? Hallelujah. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Can we repeat that? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say it. No, say it and mean it. Call your name, Moses Alu. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. The reason is this. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in that gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And my exhortation this night is living by faith. Can we sing that song? Hymn number 24. Hymn number 24. I care not today what tomorrow may bring. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love, from all harm, saving His sheltering arms. Let's go now.
I care not today what the morrow may bring. His shadow or sunshine or rain.
The Lord I know.
The Lord I know rule and over everything. And all of my worry is there.
Hallelujah.
Trusting, confiding in His great love.
Lord, I'm saved.
Lord will return to this exodus with them. The troubles with them all be over. The master so gently would lead us away. Beyond the blessed heavenly shore.
Hallelujah.
Jesus above,
Jesus above,
trusting, confiding,
trusting, confiding,
in His great love, come on and say,
come on and
say, in
the sheltering hand,
I'm living by faith.
One more time. Hallelujah.
Living by faith. Jesus above.
Living by faith.
Trusting, confiding.
Trusting, confiding. In His great love.
Oh, I'm saved.
Oh, I'm saved.
In the shelter, yeah.
Righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And the justified ones are those who are under the blood of Jesus Christ. We are justified through His blood that cleanses us from all our sins and gets us justified by the great work on the cross on Calvary. Praise God. Like us to know something, church. I always emphasize this, that this earth, scientists have proved it and confirmed it, and it is scriptural, that this earth that we are living is millions of years old. Think very well. But from Adam, the first man created, till now, there is no history, no man was living on earth before. But from when Adam was created, till today, it's only about 6,000 years old. So for the past millions of years, what has God been doing with this earth here? Because remember, our Father, the Creator, is the Ancient of Days. How old is He? Because He has no birth date. He has no descent, no lineage. He has no father, He has no mother. Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 1 says so. Amen. Is the Ancient of Days. That's how old we can call Him. Will you say He's the grandfather? So I want you to start thinking, you know, sometimes sit down and meditate about life. People who don't meditate about life, they don't give their life a bearing. The only reason why you will give your life a bearing is if you sit down and meditate about life generally. There are people that live their lives and they have no other thought beyond today. That's all. Today. If they meet you now, what do they figure from today? If they don't figure out, that's all. Amen. Praise God. I have preached messages here that should make some people to be wiser than they are. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people too that have nothing in them to change. So no matter what you talk, you know,
Whereas there are some that just we hear somebody's life history and from there begin to chart his own too. But others, when they talk, whether they know they hear, I don't know. They will look at you like this. When God told me he has something that he has designed existence, generally life, on the basis of interdependence, so that no man will be so sufficient until he will not need another man. He made it in such a way that for me to be complete, I need you. You too, you need me. No matter how advanced the Western world is, they still need our crude oil. No matter how much crude oil we have, we don't have the technology. It will remain there, under the ground. And the people who have the technology, they don't have the oil. So two of us can sign contracts. I need you. You need me. That's how life is. That's how life is. Praise the Lord. When you turn and you look at, and no matter what, there is no job. That's why they talk about dignity of labor. I'm using this as an example. There is no job that is common job. Tell me which job is common job. Ordinary Okada rider. Hey. It's ordinary until you get stranded on the road. Then you will know that it's an important. In fact, he shows you it's important. You will stop. I'll be ugly. Hurry up, where they go? How much? Enter, let's go. You need him, you get a beggar. You have your change. If you don't get change, enter. He'll tell you how important he is to you at that hour. Praise the Lord. It's an ordinary house help. If you didn't need the help, why you employ him? If you can do what the house help is doing, then why you employ him? So it's not an ordinary one. There is no job that is not important. So there is no body that is not important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God ministered to me and I taught this church that the person He has decided that he will answer man's prayer through man. That's the reason why man fell. Man had to come down to deliver man. Praise the Lord. So, if man is so important and it is the only instrument that God uses to answer our prayers, then it is only common sense that you should be careful about every human being you meet. And you say, oh, I don't need you. Yes, now, you may not need me, but do you know tomorrow? I may be nothing now, but do you know tomorrow? Praise the Lord. Recently, about 3 weeks or so ago, I went to meet a very big politician in this country who had problem. He had a fracture in his leg. His leg shifted at the joint. And they had to fly him abroad. It was in the papers everywhere, newspapers. And he was telling me this personally. And there's nothing as encouraging to me than to know that I receive a revelation and somebody's confirming it by a life experience. And he said, he went, and there are only four, there is a particular type of surgery they do, only four doctors in America can do it. And he happened to go to one of them, he was referred to one of them. And that was around about August or so. And he said that the doctor said, sorry, he can't perform that surgery. I think he was going on leave or something like that. He pushed all appointments till December. And he was in his office, like all hopes lost. His office, he was discussing with the man. And how will I stay till December?
like this. I won't go back to Nigeria. And he's a big politician. This is now time for politics. Now their time be this. I was wondering what is happening. And already Nigerian newspapers were writing that he has run away. All the nonsense they talk. He said while he was there, till December, I'll be here, August, September, October, November, December. He said, while he was there, I said, is there nothing you can do? I said, you are not the only one. All those who came for this kind of surgery, he has pushed everything to December. Suddenly the door opened and a young man entered. He's also a medical doctor. And later on, you got to know that that man is a surgeon and he was also specializing in that area and he was attached to him for their practical training or something like that. And then he came to give him a report and suddenly saw this man and he just shouted, he said, ah! Ah! And he made all this. This is this person. This is this person. This is this. This is this. In Nigeria, this is this. This is this. This. And he said, you will not know me, but please, let us snap photograph first. They took photograph. And then he started telling the consultant, the Igbo consultant, said, this man you see here, he says, sir, you will not know me. But so years, long time ago, that he went to the University of Ibadan for a particular occasion. And on his way, he was a governor. And then, at that time. And he said, as he was coming out, the security were battling with a woman that was struggling to see him. And he saw her desperate. So he stopped and said, let the woman come. And he asked her, what's the problem? He said, I need to see you. This, he said, okay, see me so time, so place. And gave his complimentary card to use to see him. And the date came, the woman came. The man, that young man was explaining to this politician. He said, what was it? He got admission to university in America, but they will not give him visa because the person that was sponsoring him, that invited him, was his own senior brother that had gone there on a visit but never came back. It's on their record. He said, you won't go again so that you two will not come back. We're not giving you a visa. And he said, okay, we'll see what we can do. He used his influence and got the man the visa. And he said, they now came with the mother to thank him. When they came to the mother to his house again to thank him, it was remaining very few days for the school to start. And it is medicine he was going to read. And he said, thank you very much, but we have another problem. The problem is no money for ticket. He said that this politician asked them how much is the money for the ticket. They said 400,000 naira. He said he brought 600,000 and gave them. And they left. That is all. He does not remember the story. He does not remember because he does it for anybody that has problem. The person you will need tomorrow. Is that what happened? He said, the guy said, yes, I know you can't remember. He said, I am him. I'm the person. I'm now a consultant medical doctor in America. When that Oyibo man saw it, he said, I didn't know this is the personality before me. He said, I change it. I will do your surgery. Praise God. I saw the leg, everything perfect. Why? Because of something he did years back to somebody who was needy. The person you will need tomorrow, you will meet him today. He may be your driver. He may be the boy living in your shop, working for you. He may be that malam on the road that you always give 5 naira, 10 naira to. God has ordained that he will use man to meet the need of a man. Whosoever you meet, whether it's in the bus, anywhere, make sure you do your best and don't separate through any form of quarrel or something that it will be your fault. There are people that are difficult to live with. But when you will separate, separate in such a way that when you meet him tomorrow, the shame will be on him, not on you. The guilt will be on him, not on you. Amen. Somebody in need, you give him accommodation. And suddenly you just discover, say, this one should enjoy for here. I don't turn this house like, I beg. Make the park, they go. You have accommodation today, you too can be in his position tomorrow. You have it today, tomorrow you may not have. He doesn't have it today, tomorrow he may have. What if it is because of tomorrow, God brought that person today for you to accommodate, so that next time, when you come across him, he will help you. You see? I use that as an example. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I have chosen to live that style of life. I have chosen that because of a knowledge that I have. When you see a man that lives his life, you don't consider, you know, what life is all about. You will never know how to relate with human beings. You will never know how to handle circumstances around you. You will never know how to handle power, especially power. Everyone in position of authority is temporary. Today you are at the top. Tomorrow you will come down. And nobody jumps from ground to the top. There is a ladder you climb. You go up. Amen. While you are climbing up on people and going up, you are stepping on people's legs and going up. When you will be coming down, you will jam them again as you are coming down. When you sit down and meditate, therefore, you discover that this earth that we are living is God's own testing ground for his whatever, you know, attributes that he has. Angels, we are tested on this earth. Animals, we are tested on this earth. Now it is the turn of human beings to be tested on this earth. That is why he allowed what happened in the Garden of Eden to happen. It was our own test. Now, he's restoring us back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, when the Bible says that we are called according to his purpose, that statement has a deep meaning. We are not of our own. And to start with, we that are redeemed, the Bible calls us a purchased possession of God. And if we are property purchased by God, by a price he paid on the cross on Calvary, then we are not going to walk according to our will. We will have to subject ourselves to his will because we are now his property. He purchased us. We are purchased possession. That's what the Bible calls us. Praise the Lord. And it is better you begin to study that God So that a lot of things that get people so worried until some of them want to commit suicide, it won't come near you. It won't come near you. Amen. A young man wants to marry. You are going to yoke yourself into something that will be forever and ever. If you are wise, while you are a bachelor now, you begin to go near married people. To begin to study the ones that you feel they are successful and see how, what makes them successful. Then go to the ones where they fight always. Find out what they make them fight always. So that by the time you pick your own now, you will be balanced. But the one that is not wise, all he's just looking at is money, accommodation, and then which fine girl they here now. So that they will say he too is married. No, you don't handle life that way. A student that is going to the university, before you go to the university, there is an ambition you want to pursue. And those who don't have a vision of what they want to achieve there, they are the ones that go and join cults. When exams is coming, they will create problems so that exam will cancel. Why? Because they have no target they want to achieve. But when you see those, I know of a young man that told me that he is the first person that got first class in their department, University of Nsukka, since that school was established. He said from day one, he determined that he would make first class. Now, somebody that came like that, you know, his life, he will be different in the school from others. Because he went there for a purpose. When you discover your purpose on earth here, life will become more meaningful to you than those who just walk about like that, you know, aimlessly, nothing, just like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the topic, living by faith. But watch it. You can't have faith on what you don't know. That's why I'm saying some things. That you have to study this God. If you want to live with Him by faith, then you have to study Him. When you don't study Him, then you will live a miserable Christian life. When good things are coming your way, you say, praise the Lord. I never knew He will answer me this way. You will dance, 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 dance. Then when one small thing hits you, you say, my Father, what have I done to you? Why should you allow this happen to me? Because you have not known like Job known to tell his wife, shall we receive good and not also receive evil from God? Yes, now. Amen. The Bible says, we are called according to His purpose. And if we are called according to His purpose, amen. Then He said, all things work together for good. And when He said all things, it's all things. And because you don't study, you are not able to understand how is it possible that God would allow me suffer what I am suffering. Why will I stay for so many years, no child? Why will I finish school and then I'm sitting like that up to now? And one useless witch, God is watching him and tie all of us. Why? Every day your own will be why? And you are saying why because you don't know the answer. If you know God, you will know the answer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you we are born into this world. It was not by your choosing that you are who you are. It's not by your choosing that you are a woman or you are a man. It's not by your choosing that you are fair and another one is black. It's not by your choosing that another one is tall, one is short, or another one leka, the other one horrible. It's not by your choosing. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is talent? Talent is a gift from God. An ability that only God gives. Those who play football and they're making millions, they have the same two legs like you and me. But what they can do with their leg, you cannot do it. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Even if you can do it, they can do it better than you. Yes, now, it's a talent. Eh? There are some people that can sing. They sit down. You and them, you sit down like this. Now they walk out, they go. Before you know what, they don't receive one song, they sing. You go turn, they look at them. What they happen? You don't go to school. Now God the giver. And you try to say you should want to be a musician, you will flop. We are who we are today, not by our choosing. Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9, therefore put it this way. He look at us as clay and look at God as the potter. And he said, who are thou, O man, to answer your God? Can the potter not take that clay and decide to form it into any shape he wants? And break it again and reshape it into what he wants? He owns the clay. And he is the one that molds. He's the one that has created you. Listen, church. We are here for a purpose. That's why the Bible says, every man shall give account of himself before God. For it is appointed unto man, how many times to die? Once, after that, judgment. Forget purgatory. There's nothing like purgatory. Our purgatory is while we are living. Purgatory comes from the word purge. To purge ourselves of all iniquity and sin. It is while we are alive that we can purge. There is no other place where we can be purged than on earth here among the living. Once you are dead, the next thing is judgment. No more purger anything. Once, therefore, every one of us must know that the one that sent you to the world here, to earth here, sent you here for a purpose. Now your life is therefore determined by what purpose God has for you. And the purpose that he has for you may be different from the purpose he has for me. Amen. That's why my own purpose is to sit down here and watch over his sheep and preach. That's his purpose in my life I'm fulfilling now. Your own may be business. Where are you? Anything you put your hand upon, you see it's going, money is coming left, right. Now the problems, the route that he will take in training me to achieve his purpose in my life as a minister will be different from the what he will do with you that is a businessman. I hope somebody is understanding me. Yes. And before gold becomes pure, it goes through fire. Hallelujah. Rose flower has a very beautiful scent. But while the flower is growing there, you are looking at it, beauty. If you want to smell the aroma of that, what do? You squeeze it. If you don't squeeze that flower, you won't see the beauty of the fragrance. Amen. And sometimes what God has deposited inside of you needs certain situations for you to go through for what is inside of you to come out. To achieve his purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. That gold that is going through fire, do you think it's enjoying it? No. But at the end, it becomes a beauty to behold. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So whoever you are, let this be the foundation that I am on earth here to fulfill a purpose. Once you have given your life to Christ, he has taken over. The songwriter says, some through the waters. Some through the flood. Some through the fire. But he added, but all through the blood. Why will God, amen, say, see his commentary. He said Israel is his only inheritance on earth. He said Israel is the only family that he has on earth. And they are so precious to him. But when it was time, praise the Lord. First and foremost, he allowed them to be imprisonment in slavery in Egypt. For how many years? 400 years. In fact, they reached up to 430 years. So for 400 years, his own special children on earth, they were undergoing slavery. Imagine that. Imagine that. 400 years, the people he said, after he spoke with Abraham, and it didn't come to him by accident, because while he was still in his closet with Abraham, he said, your children shall sojourn in a strange land. He gave him the prophecy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, he will sojourn in a strange land. He said, after he will go and bring them out with a mighty hand. Why did he do that? For only one reason. He called Pharaoh his servant. So that when you'll be coming to bring them out, through the process that you bring his children out, he will do something that for eternally they will know that there is a God that lives. He will do the first one, turn everywhere to blood. Then he will go and tell Pharaoh, God, Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, if you don't let my people go, I will do this. He will go back there to Pharaoh's heart and harden Pharaoh's heart. It was God doing it too. It was not Pharaoh. Pharaoh was, he has seen enough to say, let them go. But in the night, he will come again and harden his heart. Then when Moses, he tell Moses, so Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go, or I will deal with you. Then he will run to God, the same God will go to Pharaoh again. Make you no gree. Would you fear such a God? He hardened their hearts. He, God, the Bible says so. Anytime I read that story, I will say, ha, it's God now. Amen. He said he was doing it so that there would be opportunity for him to do some wonders. Turn water to blood. Frog everywhere. Flies everywhere. He look, he disturbed. And at the end, Pharaoh said, you even should go. But Pharaoh, you cannot go free. You were dealing with my children. Before I came, I heard their cry. I came to remove them. So you too, you must die. After they don't go, he touched your heart again. He said, pursue them. So he was pursuing them. And see how he was following. God, this same God, there were other routes that he would have taken just a few weeks, few days, and they will reach Canaan land. There are other places they will have passed through. He decided to go through the Red Sea. Moses, just the follow pillar of fire in the night, or the pillar of cloud in the day. When that cloud moves, just the follow him. And Moses must obey. Cloud, they go towards the Red Sea. There are no ships there. Moses said, "Mok we follow." Now here, the Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. I'm sure Moses will say, "Ah, this light where they go? You know the sissy." And suddenly they turned. They saw Pharaoh's army coming to finish them. Whoa! In front, see. Behind, Pharaoh's army, tall. The Red Sea in front, behind, they were coming. That story is there to give some of us here faith. You look all around, no hope. You yourself, you have declared yourself finished. finished. Praise the Lord. There was an armed robber, a former repentant armed robber that confessed. He said when they went to shoot them, police went to shoot them. Those they have condemned, finish all of them. They are sure they committed it, don't waste time with them. He said one time they put all of them, they carried the bullet. Ta-da-da-da-da. He said as the others fall down, he said follow further. Believe it, they say, don't die too now. Later I can't discover, say, the bullet not touch him. But you don't fall down like others don't fall down because you have sentenced yourself to death. You want to imagine the three Hebrew children. They saw the fire. Praise the Lord. When they were jumping inside, were they hoping to go and meet their condition? Amen. Amen. Just as it happened by the Red Sea, it happened to the three Hebrew children. It happened to Daniel in the den of lions. Praise the Lord. When you think that he has forgotten you, that is when he steps in a special way. That is the God we serve. When you think he has forgotten, he will leave you. Because that time that you are struggling, I told you one time, I said life savers by the pool side, by the river side, by the bar beach there. The life savers, they are trained. When somebody is drowning, at that period, the professional life savers don't go immediately to hold him. They will swim, and they will be swimming around him. Carry him now, they will not go near. They go round and round and round because that time he's talking about it. If he grab anything, even on your neck, he grab. You are finished. You will die with him. Grab you like that. So, while you are still struggling on your own, the life saver will just be dancing around you, going around you, dancing around you, going around you. Until he says you don't drink the water well. Now, no more power. You're not going, you're weak. Then he will now dive and go and carry you. That is how God operates. While you are still capable, why you still think your brother is a governor? Your brother is senator. Your brother is a millionaire. Your brother is earning dollars somewhere. He will leave you. Go ahead now. But did he not write in his word, woe unto anyone that put his trust in a human being? Until you exhaust all. Is that not when you now say, well, needing a friend to help me in the where could I go
but to the Lord.
Hallelujah. He will be looking at you. So many of us here, until you have problems, did you know how to pray? You didn't. But now that you have problems, did anybody teach you how to pray? No. No. Somebody said, I don't know how to beg. I don't know how to beg. I say it is because you have not had a need. The day you have a need, you will know how to beg. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know. I don't know. I've never had tears in my eye. I've never had tears in my eye. I've never cried. Yes, it's because you have never got in trouble. The day trouble will come, the tears will come out automatic. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. I'm telling you practical living as a Christian. Practical. Everybody will never be a billionaire or a billionaire. No. Amen. There will be some that will be poor. And there are some that will be millionaires. Amen. So forget that gospel. We will encourage everybody to be self-sufficient. God
make yourself sufficient to be able to meet our needs. Yes, every Christian should be able to meet his need. If you are not able to meet your basic need, the basic need, we talk of basic need. That one is a cause. Where you can't pay your accommodation, you have to beg every day to be able to eat and feed your family. That is a cause. You must go for deliverance. But everybody cannot be a billionaire. Everybody cannot be a millionaire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God knows everybody's ability. Now some people, he knows, if I make you a millionaire today, God knows I have lost you. So he will not give you what will make him lose his fellowship with you. Yes. And there are some that no matter how many billions you give them, nobody will even know they are billionaires. It will not disturb their fellowship with God. So God knows what he is doing. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. And he added in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And to make you understand this, somebody here, very well, there is the symbol of our faith that we put up here. Two of them, three of them, very important. The first one here by my own left here is the cross. So I will cherish that old. Did you call it smooth cross? Rocket. The cross is a symbol of our faith. It's a symbol of our faith. All that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. It's a symbol of our faith. If you will follow me, Jesus Christ say, what shall you do? Pick up your own wahala and follow me. Pick up your own cross and follow me. So it is part of the Christian faith. Suffering is part of it. And you better accept it so that when your own comes, you will accept it gladly and walk. You will just be praying for grace to go through it. But it is not permanent. It's not forever. Amen. Amen. It's not forever. When the songwriter says, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, he's talking of different situations. What the valley means, what the mountain means, what the valley means, what the land means, and what the sea means. There are different situations of life. He said, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whether it's Isaiah 43 or so, where he says, let's read it. Hallelujah. Anytime I read that, chapter 43, Isaiah 43, from verse 1. But now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Now, verse 2 is my emphasis. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Praise the Lord. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Now, the question is, you say you have redeemed me, God. So which one be passing through the waters again? Which one be passing through the rivers again? Which one is walking through the fire again? It's because there is a fire that some of you will go through. It's because there is rivers, waters. There are problems that you will go through. But he's telling you he will be there with you. The question is, why do you allow me to go through it at all? Before you come and be there with me. The answer is very simple. He has decided to promote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. He had decided to promote even Daniel in Babylon. But how will he promote them? He had to do something that will make them look special before this Gentile king. Let them know that they are special. So he allowed them to be condemned and thrown inside that furnace of fire. They are supposed to be consumed. By the time they reached there, there was a fourth person there. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Until the king says, he saw one like the Son of God. Some people say it was Jesus. It was not Jesus. A Gentile does not know Jesus. As at that time, there was no Jesus. When he says Son of God, he was talking of an angel. This is not an ordinary human being. It was his angel that was there. Praise the Lord. The angel of God stepped in there to cool the fire. In every situation, there is an angel that is there to cool the situation. Praise the Lord. Somebody open 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Read it for me, verse 13. That is the angel that cools that situation. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He said, there has no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Whatever you're going through, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape. In that same temptation, he will make a way to escape that you may be able to bear that temptation. That temptation. That is his assurance. If you doubt it, we have stories in the Bible that will confirm it. We have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We have Daniel. We have Paul and Silas. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. There are even living stories now. Living stories now. Living testimonies among believers. Even in this age. Where you think everything is gone. Suddenly, that fourth person steps in. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The cross. Then we have the flying eagle. Everybody loves eagle. I was meditating on something earlier in the day concerning the eagle also. Do you know that in the Old Testament, the eagle, listen church, do you know that the eagle was among the unclean animals? They were among the animals that are listed as unclean. Eagle is among. Unclean animal is among the four beasts before the throne of God. In Revelation chapter 4. An unclean animal has become the symbol of our faith. Amen. It is a symbol of the seventh Gentile church age. The flying eagle. Praise the Lord. What came to my mind is God reserved that for the Gentiles. You know why? Peter was fasting and praying. And suddenly, as he was praying his evening prayer before breaking his fast, a vision broke forth that he should go to Joppa
I mean, who did Joppa? No. Who is the one at Joppa? Peter was at Joppa. Peter was in Joppa. Praise God. Now he was to go and meet a man by the name of Cornelius. Suddenly, but before the message came, a vision broke forth. All the unclean animals that God said they should not eat, and he said, Jew, they were coming down. And then the Lord was saying, oh yeah, kill and eat. Peter said, what kind of temptation is this? I've never eaten an unclean animal. And the Lord told him, what I have cleansed, don't call it unclean. The Gentiles were those unclean animals that he has cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No wonder he gave us another unclean animal to be the symbol of our faith in this age. An eagle. But there is something about the eagle. Until this is what the wise man said. Proverbs chapter 30. Among the things that gave him so much wonder. Proverbs chapter 30. Hallelujah. Verse 18 and verse 19. There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Yea, four which I know not. The first one of these four things is what? The way of an eagle in the air. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock. The way of a ship in the midst of the sea. And the way of a young man with his girlfriend. Did I read it well? Eh? Okay. The way of a man with a maid. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That last one is confirmed. We don't need any explanation. But the one that concerns us is the way of an eagle in the air. The way of an eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Christians are likened to eagles of God. The bride of Jesus Christ in this age, we are likened to be eagles. We are, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are God's own eagles. Why will he choose that bird, eagle? Every born again Christian, not just born again Christian, every believer of this entire message, because it is that anointing that produced us. And it is that anointing that is keeping us. The eagle anointing. The fourth beast before the throne of God in Revelation chapter 4. Praise the Lord. That is God's standard to counter the Antichrist spirit, the fourth horse rider, the pale horse rider in Revelation chapter 6. We've taken that for those just hearing us for the first time. Every predestinated seed of God in this age, you are an eagle. And some eagles are born, hatched under mama chickens. Some of you, you gave your life to Christ under a chicken, under a chicken church. A chicken is a bird. An eagle is a bird. There are different types of birds. God did not use any other bird. He chose the biggest, the fastest, the most interesting of them all. He chose the eagle. Amen. There are three outstanding birds. We have the chicken, we have the hawk, and we have the eagle. And they're talking about the three types of churches. We have the evangelical
or what we call Orthodox Church. They are the ones that don't believe anything in the supernatural. They don't believe in divine healing. They don't believe in the gift of the Holy Ghost. They don't believe, don't just, in the name of the Father, the Son of the Holy Ghost, and just, you know. Amen. Don't fall under anointing, you are possessed. If you speak in tongues, they take you out of that place. Don't bring that thing here. The days of miracle, they are gone. It was in the days of the apostles. Don't bring prophecy. Don't bring vision. Don't bring that. That's where witches and wizards make their churches. Sit down very comfortably there. They are chicken churches. The hawk, they are the Pentecostals. Pentecostals. Praise the Lord. They are all birds. The hawk flies very high too. But it does not go to get to the height of the eagle. And the eagle, they are the bride. Those who are the followers of the message of the seventh angel. Oh, glory be to God. We are the ones. God's attributes. We are manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. We are the eagles. But in between these birds, after chicken, there is still another bird before the hawk is the vulture. A vulture eats anything. Whether not fresh, it will chop up. Dead, it will chop up. Anything, food, not food. Especially dead ones. That is the kind of thing he eats. But the eagle cannot eat such. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look at the eagle a little bit more. Praise the Lord. I also want you to know that there are also fake eagles. Fake eagles. In this church, I have jammed plenty of them. Many of them. The anointing of the eagle is a prophetic anointing. Every false prophet is a fake eagle. Amen. This church, they wanted to invade us with that gift. You know, Satan can take advantage of any liberty you create. Everybody wanted to be a prophet in Bride Assembly. Everybody. Until, so something occurred to me. I said, wait. It's the only prophecy that is in the Bible. What of the other gifts? We were not seeing evangelists. Everybody wanted to be a prophet. I can't look where we're. Why? I can't see, say, money there. Money there. So, everybody, they smuggle there. Fake prophets. Fake. How do I know? Amen. There are fake eagles. Fake eagles. Eagles have their identity. Amen. The wings, what makes an eagle is natural. They didn't carry anything to stick. The feathers are strong, special feathers. They don't use glue to gum it to their body. I don't know if I'm speaking something anybody is understanding. Amen. Their beauty is natural. Fake eagles, stay here. They palm their head, carry scarf, cover up, sit down. Inside their handbag now, they sit down here. Bride, eagle, hey, they do like this. Now then they put their hand face up. Inside their back, a ring there. Fake eagles. Fake. I'm talking to somebody. Praise the Lord. We know you. We know who be eagle. Eagle know who be eagle. A dove knows what a dove is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't stick the feathers. No. You don't stick it. Now there's something about the word eagle. That word eagle. Eagle means one feeding with a pig. That's the meaning of eagle. One feeding with a pig. The pig. And you know that the eagle feeds her young ones mouth to mouth. After hatching her eggs and giving birth, produce those little children in their nest, it goes look for food and feeds them. They feed mouth to mouth. Not the one boyfriend, girlfriend, they kiss. Not that type of, food. Praise the Lord. It's identification. And if the eagle is a symbol of the Holy Ghost in this age, then you want to look at the eagle as also as a symbol, symbolizing our relationship that we have with our God. God also feeds his children by his word, from his mouth. Thus said the Lord. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. So number one, if you say you are an eagle, then take note. The strength, what gives every human being strength, is determined by what you eat. And what we eat is from the mouth of God, his word. His word. And if you say you are an eagle and you have no interest in studying the Bible, studying the word of God, you are a fake eagle. About the nature of God's children in this age. I have told you people something. Take note of it. The identity of the bride of Jesus Christ that distinguishes us from the Pentecostals is not miracle signs and wonders. The Pentecostal denominations, what they are known for is power, gift, power, gift. But when it comes to the knowledge of the word of God, they are as blind as a bat. So, what we are going to use that distinguishes us from them, the Pentecostals, is nothing but a revelation that God has caused us to see that they have not seen. What is making this ministry popular? Is it miracles? Is it miracles? Is it healing, deliverance? No. What makes T.B. Joshua's church popular? What is it? Is it Bible study? Is it revelation of mysteries? What is it? Power. Praise the Lord. So, if somebody now says, you are a member of this church, and you have no interest, or you cannot stand and defend the mysteries that have been revealed to us in this age, you are a fake eagle. What is your attraction here then? What is attracting you here? What distinguishes us is the word. It's the word. The word of God. That he has restored us to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So somebody from Canada came here, and after I prayed, then the problem left. I think it was HIV or so. And they went back to Canada. And they're calling me. They took the news back there. And then they're telling me, Pastor, come and open branch here. This your church is too much. Come and open branch. We will finance everything. We will finance everything. In fact, when do you want to come? So that we arrange and send your visa for you to come. Pastor, I will never see this kind of one before. And I was laughing at this end. I said, see them. I should come there, then you will bring sick people for me to pray for Abby. Hallelujah. So I told them, I said, no, wait first. This is our website. Go there and see all our messages. When you listen, like reach like 10, when you listen, finish. Then, if there is still need for me to come, then call me. I never hear them again. Then I will go there, then they will come and gather with their painted faces and trousers. Women. And what are they looking for? I went to Vienna, and a man came to me disturbing me. I want you to pray for me. I want to see. The pastor arranged for him to see me. You know what he was telling me? That he has the biggest nightclub in Vienna. And the nightclub is folding up. Something is wrong, and customers are no more coming. Pastor, I need prayers. And this is after I had ministered to them. I don't preach finish. After service, now they come to me. Did that person hear me when I did preach? So, when he saw me, I started laughing. So, I was telling him, I said, so, you are believing God for your nightclub to revive again? He said, yes, I suffer. He said, imagine, see, I have the biggest nightclub here. I don't know what happened, Pastor. I don't know what happened. I need prayers. You need prayers. Inside of me, I am wishing that that club will close permanently. Permanently. Maybe he's hearing me now. You are hearing me now. When you are telling me, I didn't answer you because I didn't want... What will I tell him? And somebody by my side, his wife is here, the person. Your husband was by my side there that day when the man they talk. And after I walked away from him, the young man came to me, sir, you know who stand before you so? Money. The man get money, the big man, that the one on here, he has the biggest club. Now, money, this one, see, I sound like a common person. Very rich man. He was expecting me to go back and handle his case specially. Ah! Do you know there are pastors that will pray for that man? Do you know there are pastors that will pray for him? Kazuvaka. Nightclub. Oh, in Jesus' name, your business will start again. Customers will come. I'm imagining the prayer I will pray. Lord, bring customers to him. Lord, open that club again. Lord, make that club flourish again. Ah, plead the blood of Jesus. Nightclub! So it's not that, it's the word. It's the word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are hearing me now, all over the world, don't listen to me. If you invite me, I'm not coming for miracle. Oh. There are enough miracle people everywhere. Go and see them. There is something I have that those people don't have. The revelation of his word. Back to his word. And the truth is, when you have the word, you have the miracles. You have everything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why there are miracles taking place in this church. Why? We have the word. We have the miracles. We have the power. Because the miracles are in his word. The power is in the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And where the word of a king is, there is power. Power. There is power. If you get the word of God, you have everything. Everything you have. Everything. That is why I told you, I said, nobody comes to this church and your condition will not change. None. None. Except you are just a hypocrite. It's true now. You are not a hypocrite. All the things we stand against, that is what you are doing. You know you are not part of us. All the things we speak against, they are the things you indulge in. So, but if you will stay, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And allow that my papa ego, mama ego, to feed you mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone. Always know it, but by every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. And take note that the bird, that eagle, that every one of us was supposed to be, take note that that eagle is a heavenly bird. That eagle is a heavenly bird. It's not an earthly bird. So that it will remain heavenly, God gave him strong wings. How many wings? 2 wings. 2 wings. Praise the Lord. And these are the wings. Old and New Testament. Old and New Testament. That is what you use to fly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The worst thing you can do to an eagle is to put it in a cage. I'm telling you. See, the eagle does not acquire the eagle nature. He is born an eagle. It's a nature, natural. Natural. Hallelujah. Yes, now. It's natural. When you find yourself in situations where you are limited spiritually, that is an eagle in a cage. When you reach an age, look, you know, there are some of you here that came from churches where they will not allow you to operate your gifts. If you have a revelation, you dare not say it. God is speaking to you, you cannot give that message. Yes. And yet, there is a gift God has given you. The liberty to express yourself, for instance, in the denomination. They say you cannot express yourself. You can't hold a microphone, you didn't go to Bible school. So if you are an illiterate, if you are an illiterate eagle, you are caged. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something also about the eagle that the Bible says we renew our youth like the eagles. That the eagle renews her youth. Now, I read one or two things about the eagle and how that the eagle sometimes just stays and then it will just find a location and stand for some time and begin to, you know, cluster and shake all. You know, because of age, some of those feathers, you know, they get old.
And then with age, they are hanging, they are not performing properly again. And so, they need to give way for the new ones to shoot out. That is what is the renewal. But Brother Abraham was also saying something about the eagle, because he was a hunter, he was always in the forest. He took special notice. He said, what actually happened that make us say that the eagle renews her strength? He said, it's not as if it is, you know, renew her youth. It's not as if it becomes younger. He said, what it actually does is it enters a reviver. The eagle will just stay and discover that it's getting too starchy. You know, they see the visions I used to see again. He cannot pray for long as he used to pray before. Now, in the fly, before he could get to a prey, the thing don't run. You know how the eagle catches that prey. You go see one snake, they crawl, they go. From far, you don't see them. Then you calculate his speed. Whoop. And he doesn't miss his target. Chia, carry go. Now the eagle, she say, he do poop, he missed the snake. Another time, he missed the snake. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. The eagle will withdraw. I'm going to look for revival. Amen. I have seen posters of churches inviting people to come for revival. I said the word revival is from the word revive. That is come back to life again. It means you had a life before. Something happened, you want it restored. That is the meaning of revival. Churches that are dead, what is your history before that you are asking for revival? And so, listen, revival programs is not advertised outside for sinners to come. A sinner does not come for revival. Revival programs are for members of the church. It's not advertised outside with posters outside. So when I see them advertising posters, come revival, come revival, there will be salvation. There will be healing. There will be salvation. Salvation, you are reviving a sinner? So that he will sin more or what? Revival for people who have received an experience and it's gone down. They want it to come back. We learn that from the eagle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to learn something from the eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now Job chapter 39. Job. Nobody wants to bear the name Job self. Because you think if you bear Job, you will suffer what Job suffer. That man suffered. Okay, from verse 27 up to verse 30. He said, doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? He's asking Job, is it you that makes the eagle to put her nest on high? So, where does the eagle make her nest? Always on top of a big mountain. Top. It doesn't put her nest on a tree. He puts it high. High. Verse 29, 28. She dwelleth and abided on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. That is where she makes her nest and that is where she dwells. When I say eagle, I'm talking to message believers of this hour. Those who have had a shout and decided to come out to prepare themselves for homegoing.
Looking at born again Christians that have decided to follow the Lord through that straight path, of straight and narrow way. We are the eagles. The eagle is a prophetic anointing. The higher you go in the things of the Spirit, the clearer you see. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why we look controversial when we are speaking, interpreting Bible. Concerning water baptism. Chickens are saying Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The eagles have seen fire inside. Amen. The name of the Father is different from the title Father. The commandment with the eagle eye, we caught it. When they say speaking in tongue is the evidence of the Holy Ghost, the eagles have seen that even demons speak in tongue. You can't deceive me by your gift. We're able to know that to be born again is to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. An eternal life is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not an eternal creature until you have received eternal life. An eternal life is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And speaking in tongue is not the evidence. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. And that you can receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost is different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you can receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost and yet your soul is not affected because you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And how? What is the evidence? By their fruits. The fruit, not the gift. The gift is different from the fruit. It is by their fruit you will know who is who. If not, we will be stumbled out of Christianity. When you see men and women that exercise serious spiritual gifts and yet they live their lives worse than devils. Why? Because they are only anointed. They are not converted. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes to convert you from a sinner to a saint. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes because God wants to use you. And He can use anybody, including an animal. Hey, I'm talking something deep. By the eagle anointing. Praise the Lord. I'm saying it by the eagle anointing. I'm saying it confidently because suddenly, all over the world, our website and our television channel, the cable channel, is becoming a favorite now of people. People are tired of the abracadabras going on in the Pentecostals. They're looking for some reality, and suddenly they are seeing people that are saying things that touch the soul. And so when I stand here, and all of us that preach, when we stand here, we have that into consideration when we say what we say, because we know somebody is following us and is hanging on what we are saying, and we are the last hope for some people on earth here as far as Christianity is concerned, who have lost all hope, all confidence in what the devil has turned Christianity into. And there seems some little light coming out from somewhere at Ijesha. Though both that light and darkness is coming out from Ijesha. But there is light in Ijesha. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, there is both light and darkness at Ijesha. Amen. There are magicians in Ijesha. But Moses' snake will soon swallow all the magicians. All the snakes of the magicians. Swallow them up. Amen. And when we say swallow them up, we are not saying that they will come and be our members. We say their eyes will open and they will run and believe what we believe. Praise the Lord. Once you believe what I believe, you have joined me. So you become part of me. Not, you must not come and worship here. Everybody cannot worship here. But when you believe what we believe, amen, you become part of us. We have swallowed them up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm sure somebody understands what I'm talking about. So we say these things with all passion, knowing that there are people, and especially one interesting thing that has not been impersonated, because there are some people that anything we do, they will do it also. But there is something we are doing that they cannot do. Question and answer. They cannot stand and let the whole world ask them questions. Because they are afraid that somebody may ask them the source of their power. And they won't know what to say. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They know nothing beyond the power. So how can they stand and say, oh yeah, ask me Bible question and I will give you Bible answer. They know nothing. Nothing. Now what about this? They will explain. I've been at Godhead. Have been the revelation of the seals. Have been the seven church ages. Have been the serpent seed. They didn't explain. Have been eternal security. Why would they explain? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see the privilege we have. Why? We are eagles. But can I see the eagles again? Did you say you are eagle? Put down your hand. Put there, the chickens. One. Chicken. Vulture. Vulture, they here. Vulture, they here. Food in the food. If they hear, say something, they happen for somewhere now. Now they be the first to reach there. If they happen for a cartoon, they don't go there tired. They happen for that. They tell them, say, they for bright. It's a shanai, they wrong, come here. You are a vulture. Vulture. Praise the Lord. I want to say one final thing. That's why I said I wanted to know who are the eagles. Can I see the eagles again? Wave it. Just wave it. Proud. Be proud. You are the best bird, the biggest bird, the finest bird, the strongest bird. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Now, let's read on. Let's read on concerning the eagle. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to... Okay. I was reading it. From let me read it again. Chapter 39. Let me read it again. Doth the eagle, verse 27. Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. That is where the carcass is. There the eagles be gathered. Why? The Bible, once you are born again, you are born again into the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one spirit are you baptized into the body. Now when you are baptized into Christ, the Bible tells us Christ is seated in the heavenly places. Far above principalities and powers. And if we are seated in Christ, we are seated in Christ in heavenly places. And why? The eagle puts her nest on top of a rock. No snake can crawl and reach there. So it is safe. In her nest. It is safe in her nest. Praise the Lord. Now there is something. Amen. When you are in Christ. Hallelujah. You have eternal security. You are eternally secure. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are sealed. The psalmist says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is who we are. Witches and wizards, the activities can never touch us. I don't know how many people believe that. How many? One, two, three, four. Oh, you believe it. Amen. He said they will surely gather.
But because the gathering is not of him, they shall scatter.
No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Why? No weapon can reach that height where Jesus is seated. And I'm seated in him. The Bible said, for my life is hid with Christ in God. We are secured in him. He places us on Christ, the solid rock. I stand all other ground. The sinking sand. On that rock, he places us. Hallelujah. That rock, on that mount of Calvary. That mount of Calvary, that is where he placed us. When they took him and hung him up there, we went there together with him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the security of the believer. That is how secured we are in him. If you go to Deuteronomy, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Amen. Eagles, now listen. Eagle, eagle, eagle. Praise the Lord. Eagle, eagle, eagle. He led the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. And this is how he led them. Verse 9. I'm reading from verse 9 up to verse 12. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance on earth here. He found him in a desert land, that was in Egypt. And in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Verse 11 is my emphasis. As an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. That was why I first say, let me see the eagles first.
There is power mighty in the flood.
Are you suffering from spiritual husband or wife?
There is power.
Are you facing frustration and rejection? Is your spiritual life stagnant?
Jesus Christ.
How have you been baptized? Do you know if really your sins are remitted? Join us every Tuesday as we teach on true water baptism.
When Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, he is telling you, go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pure water ministration for your healing and deliverance.
We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary speak for our healing and deliverance this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We invoke that power that was released on the cross on Calvary into this water for our healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Use this water, root out every infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. As you drink this water, life will be restored in the name of Jesus.
One-on-one counseling with the prophet. Join Pastor Moses Alu and other anointed ministers.
By the grace of God upon my life, I, Pastor Moses Alu, I loose you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Shalom.
Can I see the eagles again? Can I see? Wave it. No, I'm not entertaining you. I want to drive home my point. Amen.
First and foremost, Proverbs chapter 30 speaks about the way of an eagle in the air. I preach a message that I titled The Way of an Eagle. The way God deals with us is different from the way God deals with other people who are not his own. Take note of it. Now, this is the picture that we are seeing here in chapter 32 of Deuteronomy. The eagle makes her nest very high. Now, in that nest, it beautifies inside with feathers. Cushion. Turns it to be very comfortable cushion. But what he uses to make that nest, na wood. Pieces of wood that he bend, carve everywhere. They are very rough. But inside, he makes a cushion with feathers. So there he has the little eaglets. So they remain there. They are growing there. He goes out. The mama eagle, she will fly out. Look for food. Bring it to them there. They are doing co-co-co inside. They tumble, they play. They turn, they play. They tumble, they play. The mama will come and feed them with the eagle. With the eagle food. They kill the whatever he killed that day. Fresh meat. Mouth to mouth. Then go chop. Leave them again. Go. Come back. Amen. But like I said, no woman feeds her baby forever with breast milk. Even feeding bottle. After some time, you remove it. Amen. And some children will never like to leave that breast milk. When it is time to win them from the breast, you will still fight. Now, listen to me, church. When that woman feels that this little boy should not drink milk again, listen, church. And she refuses to give him because she has noticed that he has teeth now. And the boy is crying. And the baby is crying. And the child is crying. And the mother refuses to give the breast milk. Is the woman wicked? Answer me now. The baby is crying. Mama, mama, give me milk. Give me milk. That you have been feeding him for more than 1 year. Almost 2 years, they suck. Suddenly you stop. Amen. I repeat, no matter how he cry, you refuse to give that baby that food. Is the mother wicked? It is still part of love because you have grown now, your bones now, your body build now. This milk alone will not help you. So it is with Christians' relationship with God. So the eagle now, I'm talking the way of the eagle. The eagle now, after feeding the youth, the young ones, feeding them for so long. One day, it's noticing their wings as the thing they grow. One day, it will just stay like this. Bam, and use breeze, use its mouth. Tear that nest. Scatter that cushion. Ply all of them away. It is then their fragile body that never seen wahala before. We start to choke that in there. They will be crying. Papa, why do you forsake me? Why are you allowing me to go through this? Amen. It is then the mama eagle will come and say, these wings that you have, you don't know what it is meant for. You will soon know. Babe, before then, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Before he does that, before he scatters the nest, he takes them on a cruise. I'm sorry. I jumped something. Before he will come and scatter that nest, there's something he does. He just comes and then he will spread his wings. All of them will jump on top. He will take off and fly and go around. You know what he's showing them? He's showing them, see the place where they go find food for now. You see where they get the food, where they bring come. He will show them, see that snake, now food they go so. See them, see that chicken there, now food they go so. See that rat there, now food they go so. That's where I normally pick them. That's why I normally pick them. Then he would fly wild like that. And then you make a bank. He will go up very well, oh, and then make a bang and throw all of them free fall. And so many of us have received that type of free fall before from God. Situation where you see as if God has just abandoned you. He's allowing you to go through this problem alone. Remember, the eagle started first, spread their wings. What he's telling you is, hallelujah, this is, these wings, this is the source of your strength. They jump on top. And the wings that we have is the Old and New Testament. I've told you this. And God begins to show you his word, his promises in the Bible. In a stage of your Christianity, when you are born again, oh, the day you receive, come and see revival. Anytime before you do anything, you they hear the voice of God, they speak to you. Hey, you they sleep, dream. He will take you to heavenly places. You want to inquire, you just say, oh, look, fellowship is so sweet with the Holy Ghost. Baby Christian, before you know, you don't fall down under anointing. Hey, just enjoy. They kick everybody. Hey, coordinators, the whole arm. Hey. Go ahead. After some time, it will bring you all that gift, all that anointing you are feeling. Come back. You will not live by the anointing. The anointing does not give you any spiritual strength. What gives you spiritual strength is the knowledge of the word. It takes them on his wings. Shows them, flies them all around. He brings them. He does that for a number of days. After some times, praise the Lord. He will take them again. Remember that they have been inside cushion. Fragile. He will bring them to the ground. He will drop them on the earth, on the fields. And they will be running up and down. Their experience, you know, it's very, you know, people, these are, you know, birds that have been in cushion on top of mountain, enjoying breeze there. Then they are now seeing grass for the first time. You know, they will jump up and jump down. The mama eagle will just fly, go and pick somewhere in a tree there, and is observing every one of them. Why is allowing them to explore the area they will be operating on? Let any snake, deer, try to go near. You will not say there is an all-seeing eye watching you. He's watching. All the time you will see. Hallelujah. Fear like this, you will see. I'm not alone in all my journeys. Jesus is with me. I am not alone. I don't know how many people believe it. Praise the Lord. She left them there, but she's somewhere there with her eye watching them. When they don't play, tire, play. They are thinking he brought them there for play. Now play, bring them there for. He so familiarize yourself with the terrain that you'll be walking in. That's where you come and look for food to eat. He will carry them. Then they will fly. After some days, he will take them again on a cruise. Go up and then tilt and then leave them as if they were to fall. That is when you see them. Survival of the fittest. It is then every one of them will discover that this wing is meant for flying. That is when they will start to practice. Hey, they're crying. Hey. Then she is flying around them. Before you know what, before you crash, he will spread his wing again. Some, he will use his leg there. Grab some here. This one there. Carry one here. Bring all of them again on top of the rock and keep them. And begin to tell them, have I not told you, we are crying, have I not told you I will not forsake you? These wings that you have, they are meant for flying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever situation you are going through, it can never forsake you. It's very difficult to understand this type of message because this is practical now. And every one of us will go through it. So it's better you understand if you are truly a believer. It is the way of an eagle in the air. That is the way makes us go through. Those difficulties that you go through, they are not moments that God has forsaken you. God is training you for something. Praise the Lord. That's why he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Praise the Lord. It's his own way of producing patience in us. He trains us to acquire the virtue of patience. He that will expect to walk with God, you must have patience. So to have patience, there must be training for it. And before anybody will have training, there must be a hope you have. I mean patience. Before you have patience, there must be a hope that you are hoping for that makes you to be patient like that. And you can never have hope until there is an experience. So God allows you to undertake certain experiences in life. Then he steps in. So that when you face some other situations, you will remember the last experience, how God stepped in, and then you have faith. Before you can say, God will heal me, there must be an experience you have had before. That you thought you would die, but God came down and healed you. Before anybody will have faith, there is an experience that gives you that hope. Before you can wait patiently and refuse to go to Babalawo for your condition to change, there must be a reason why you believe God will do it for you. And you continue to wait. Why? Because God has enabled you to go through certain experiences. And those periods you undergo such experiences, there are his training period for you. And the training also depends on what is his purpose in your life. The day you catch this, you will worry less. He said, in every circumstance, give thanks. For that is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Don't murmur. Don't grumble. Always remember, he will never forsake us. He who came down, he has suffered all the things he suffered. A woman that suffered so much in labor, carry a child in her womb for 9 good months. Maybe it was even a problematic pregnancy. And suffer all the pain before he deliver. How can you say he can forget that child anywhere? And God said, because of our wickedness, say a woman may forget her suckling child. But, say, but it's not possible for him to forgive us. Because we are part of him. We are part of him. Praise the Lord. He went to the cross and suffered all the shame, all the reproach. How can you say he will forget you? He can't forget me. He can't forget me. If he allows me to undergo any situation, it's for a purpose. There's nothing bad that happens to me that I will not see it in a revelation. But I discovered that there are some too. Until I discover that sometimes some things happen and I will not see it. I will see that and say, I must have seen it. Maybe I forgot. But I discover that it is the one that determines whether you should see it or not. Yes, now. As horrible as the period we went through in December last year, when they came and demolished this church, he didn't show me. I sat down meditating for a long time. Then I knew that it was going to work out God's purpose. If he allowed them to come and demolish it, it is for a purpose. And that consoles me. People say, Pastor, you are strong. You are strong. We expected you to break down. And instead, anointing increase. I told them, it's a revelation. This is not my business empire. This is God's own business. If I was sitting down here making money from people sitting down here, then I would be worried, say, they won't spoil my business. If the church closed, all I will say is, it means the ministry is over. Lord, what next? And they go my way. Amen. But it's only later I discovered that, yes, so it's true that he told me. He told me now. He told me in November last year that the year 2013 shall be a year of reconstruction. I didn't understand. I came to the church and announced to you. I said, this is what God said. Me and I say, all our lives will become better. We were all dancing. Were you not dancing that day? Everybody was happy, jumping, shouting. Ha! Until bulldozers come the next month, 1 month after. Did we not reconstruct this place? Was this not reconstructed? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next year shall be a year of peace. This year was a year of battle. Next year shall be a year of peace. How many people believe that? It will be a year of peace for you. It will be a year of peace for this church. All our enemies will become our friends. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But that is how God works, and you cannot question him. You cannot question him. William Branham went to pray for one girl, one woman that was sick. And he had every sign that he used to have. And quickly he said she will be healed. The next day the woman died. And William Branham was saying, God is obligated to tell me why. Why should she die? After all the prayer I pray, and even the sign I received, why? He prayed, God no answer him. He talked up for a long time, God no answer him. He went into fasting. Something is wrong. Why? Have I done anything? Why? What is the problem? Then one day, the Holy Ghost came to warn him. You have no right to question me. You have no right to question your maker. That you pray and I didn't heal her does not give you the audacity to ask me why. Then he said, anyway, this is the reason why she had to die. And the vision broke forth. And he saw the woman that was dying, drowning somewhere, and then the woman was crying, oh Lord, if you save me, I will serve you, I will do this. And supernaturally she escaped, and she refused to keep to that vow. So God allowed that sickness to come upon her. Pray anyhow, it was she and God. She did not keep her vow, so God allowed that sickness to take her life. So which prayer are you going to pray, prophet? So sometimes you do your part and let God do his own. Always submit yourself to the will of God. Always submit yourself to the will of God. You will not suffer hypertension. You will not suffer unnecessary emotional depression like some people do. Cheer up. Be happy in every situation. Give him glory. When it is so bad like Paul and Silas, you don't cry, you sing and you worship God. And those chains that have chained you by that shrine, by that witch, by that wizard, we break. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the way of the eagle. The just shall live by faith. And this is my understanding of faith. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen.